It is unthinkable to live today without knowing how to navigate effectively on the internet. But why are digital skills so important nowadays, and what is considered a digital environment? Janice Trejo Quintana, researcher of media and digital literacy of the Research Institute on the University and Education at UNAM in Mexico, explains.
Digital competences are so important today because from the development of what has been called information and communication technologies, the way we do many of the things that we do daily have been revolutionized. For example, communicate, inform ourselves, study, work, even entertain ourselves. The way we listen to music, watch movies, series, in short, all those ways in which we entertain ourselves, these changes have spread throughout all areas of human activity. For example, gestation of the distribution of information that is necessary to develop societies in areas such as economics, culture, and politics. In such a way that there is in connection and flexibility in everything we do now with information and communication technologies, we recognize that at this moment in human history distances and time were shortened. Therefore, it is essential to develop the necessary skills and competencies that allow us to participate in private and collective life, because in this private and collective life there are information and communication technologies, and those technologies have created, have generated, digital environments. A digital environment can be understood as a space that is enabled by devices and platforms that are accessible from the internet and other digital media. This notion is based on digital systems that are interconnected on a global scale. Some examples that we can have in that sense are, for example, websites, applications, the mobile phone network that we use every day, search engines where we can find things that interest us or that we need to know. Of course, the socio-digital networks that are so used by all people, or almost all people in the world, that a digital environment can be understood as, let's say, an area of social reality that is characterized by the presence of information technology and communication that allow us, offer us the opportunity to have them as tools that help us to generate and share knowledge or competencies in a faster way and with much broader scope than we had previously.
We have learned how digital skills are essential in all aspects of our lives and how they allow us to interact at the private and public levels, including with our governments. And as this episode tells us, don't lie to me, we don't want to be fooled either, do we? So, what should we pay attention to when looking for sources of information? There are some important aspects that we must carefully observe in the information that comes to us, as explained by Janice Trejo Quintana, researcher of media and digital literacy of the Research Institute on the University and Education of UNAM, Mexico.
6. Objectivity. Objectivity is that characteristic where we are going to identify if the information we are consulting has some type of bias. That is, if at a certain moment the information is not balanced, it does not present different edges on an argument, but as it goes to only one of the parts then. It is also very important to know if the information that I am consulting has some kind of imbalance or bias and, finally, ease of use. What is ease of use? This has to do with how I can navigate, for example, on an internet site, if the presentation of the information is clear enough for me to have access to that information in my search for certain data or certain information that I need. That's what the ease of use of the information refers to.
As we search for information skillfully, we have to be conscious of the need to evaluate information in terms of its authenticity, reliability, and credibility of sources. Use this information resources for legitimate purposes, acknowledge sources of information, and create and share them ethically and responsibly.
Do you remember the stories from the first episode? Roberto and Corina talking to people who were actually lying to them. That is why it is very important to know how to navigate through a safe area on the internet. Janice Quintana has some advice for us.
Este es un tema muy delicado y es muy complejo.
This is a very delicate issue, and it is also very complex. First of all, We will have to say that there are some signs that we must take into account when we surf the internet. For example, if we are in an insecure site, we will see spam or many pop-up windows. Malicious redirects and browser warnings could also appear indicating that the site may be harmful to the computer we are browsing. So, we must take into consideration that pop-up windows, some sites where advertising appears all the time, where we cannot navigate easily. And there are some other elements that we have to consider when looking for information and when we enter sites. But now, you can also make use of tools from the same browsers, for example, Google Chrome, Firefox, or Safari already include some security functions that can automatically tell us when a site is not safe or when the information is not encrypted.
And how we can avoid malwares and spywares while navigating on the internet. Media researcher from Mexico adds that.
Bueno, además de tener en cuenta...
Well, in addition to taking into account what we have previously indicated, it is also very important to be very selective with what we download to our devices. That is, we have to look at the author of the software, the email, the text message that we are opening. So, it is very important to view the downloadable files or links with some suspicion, and we cannot open any link or download anything that comes our way on our devices, whether on the phone or on the computer. It is necessary to make sure that those links or those downloadable files are safe. However, when we download a program from the internet, we should read the license agreements to act when it refers to the collection of information from us and when, for example, there are many pop-up or interactive advertisements that ask us to click on a yes or no button. It is important that we close the window without clicking on either of the two options, but as soon as we see it, close the window. This is very important. And well, it is also important that we have an antivirus software on our computer that helps us precisely with anti-spyware and malware functions.
We have learned that, with the development of digital skills, we can participate in cultural, social, and public life. In the previous episode, we learned ways to obtain information from the government and to improve our participation in politics. Now, the media researcher from Mexico, Janeth Quintana, is going to tell us how we can improve notions of e-governments and e-citizenship.
It is really important to emphasize the active participation of all sectors of society in all phases of the implementation of a public policy. For example, of all government actions. I think it is important that we highlight the proactive level of the people, of us in relation to public affairs. We as citizens cannot be passive agents before governments or before the different institutions of your country. In this sense, we must give special importance to the feedback between citizens and authorities. Our commitment as citizens is to demand the right to access information, to a democracy with higher quality, and that will only be achieved if we are proactive, if we put into practice these notions of direct participation, of a constant and direct presence in all matters that are public, in all matters that concern us all.
Finally, we have some tips from Janeth for identifying and evaluating digital content. She suggests that whenever we come across some information, we ask ourselves these questions.
Does the information I receive cite other sources of information? Does the author present an email address, an institution of affiliation, or a media to be able to communicate with him? Is the website owned by a government entity, an organization, an educational institution, a nonprofit entity, or a particular recognizable author? I would also ask myself, is the information well structured and organized? What type of audience is this website targeting? What is the purpose of the site or document I am consulting? It is also important to identify and evaluate digital content to verify if the internet address or domain of the website or document is related to some type of specific activity. For example, when we see that at the end of the address it says .edu. Edu, it means that it refers to education, when we see that it ends with .gov. Gov, it means that it refers to information or a site managed by some government entity. Or when we see that the address ends with a .org, it means that it is an organization.
And there is still much more to come. Social media and authorship, citizen and community, journalism, media privacy, and much more. Stay with us.